The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Sota has been dedicated by our good friends and Talmid, Mr. Haimi and Dina Dana, Hashem Yishmonem V'Chayim, for the success of their children, and especially the Fu'as Shelema Moshe Ben Dina, ולעילוי נשמת יוסף בן סרינה, דוד בן פרידה, נעיר בן זוהרה, משה בן פייגה רות, שרה בת אסתר, פייגה רות בת אסתר, אל אסתר בת יוכבת. רוח השם תניחם בגן עדן, אמן. תזכו למצוות. דף חט. Today's daf is being studied. לעילוי נשמת מור זקני, רבי יוסף בן שרה, ומרת זקנתי, יפה בת שרה, רוח השם תניחן בגן עדן, אמן. מילוי נשמת אברהם בן אסתר, רוח השם תניחן בגן עדן, ורפואה שלמה משה בן דינה, שרה רוחמה בת רחל ושרה בת רחל, אלה רפואה להם, רפואת הנפש ורפואת הגוף, רפואתם כרובה לבוא וכן ירא אסון ונאמר, אמן. We are on Zayin עמוד ב', we are on the bottom line of the Gemara. ואם אמרה תהורה אני, מעלין אותה לשערי המזרח. So it says, if she said that she's Tehorah, now where is she, this Sotah lady? We're back to the process of the Sotah. The Sotah is standing in Yerushalayim. They already brought her up to the Great Sanhedrin. Right? She's by the Shah Nikanor and those places over there. So it says, if she, they try to intimidate her to say that if she was Temeah or not. If she doesn't admit that she's Temeah, on the contrary, if she says that she is indeed Tehorah, so what do? They bring her up to Sha'ari HaMizrach. Now the question is, Ma'alin Ota Hatam Kaima. She's there already. What do you mean they bring her up? Which is the Beit HaMikdash on a temple mount. It doesn't have to say they bring her up to the temple mount. She's there already. What does it mean, Ma'alin? So comes the Gemara and says, Demaskinan La Umehatinan La. They would bring her up and then they would bring her down again. They would keep on bringing her up the mountain, down the Azara, up and down. Why? They want to tire her out. Which this was part of the intimidation process. They wear her out by walking her up and down. So therefore, yeah, they bring her up again because she went down. Why are they doing that? The Tanya, because we learned, Rabbi Shimon Elazar Omer, Bedin Masi'in Et Ha'edim Emakom Nekom. When witnesses would come and testify, they wanted to make sure that they were telling the truth. So what they do? They'd walk them from one area. They would say, okay, we're going to interrogate you. We're going to interrogate you in the other room. They walk up all the way to the other place. They ask him a few questions. Okay, now we're going to go all the way to the other room. So therefore, in the interim, they say, okay, listen, we're lying. They want to get out of all the burden that Petit is doing them. We want them to become concerned, right? To become tired. And they will retract. You see, they'll admit that they are lying. So the same thing with the lady. Shesha Mashkim Et HaSotot. It says, what? In the Beit HaMikdash, in that area by Sha'ni Kanor, that's where they would give the Sotot to drink. And we said, who else drinks over there? The Yoldot, the ladies that give birth after being the Korban, and the Metzora as well. So Gemara says, Bishlam HaSotot. I understand why the Sotot have to stay by Sha'ni Kanor. Dikhti Ve'amid Dekorita Isha Lifnei Hashem. Good, because it says in front of God. What is in front of God? Meaning in front of the Azaran. You have to stand in that place over there. Okay, we have no problem with that. Good. Mitzuraim nameh, even the Mitzuraim is the way I understand it. Dichtiv, ve'amid ha-kohen ha-mtaher. Right, it says that the Kohen that's being mitaher the Mitzura, it says you have to stand lifnei Hashem. Good, if Hashem is fine. Ela yoledet my ta'ama, but why the lady that's giving birth, what's the reason why she has to stand over there in Sha'ni Kanor? Idima mishum de'atyan ve'kaimin ha-korbenayu. Maybe you'll tell me because she has to stand by her korban. The halakha says that everybody that brings a korban, the owner has to be standing by the korban itself. The tanya en korbano shel adam karev ela imken omed al gabav. And therefore, she can't go into the azara because she still didn't bring a korbanot yet. She's ma'osar kipurim, ma'osar kipurim. So she'll stand the closest she can get in shani kanot, at least to stand by the korban when it's being brought. If that's the case, iyachez zavin vezavot nameh. Hold it. We found somebody else that would have to stand by shani kanot, a zav or a zava. That's also somebody that had an emission that came out of their body, right? Talakas, they have to be korbanot. They can't go into the azara because they're tamerili, or they're mechusar kipurim. So why didn't the Mishnah list zav and zava also that just stand in the to watch the korban being brought? The Gemara says, you're right. Add that to the list.
Tana v'tana hada minayu naka. The Mishnah only listed one of them, which is once it's given you the law of Yoledit. So figure it out. What's the logic of Yoledit? So she can stand there to watch the Qurban being brought. So Huadid, Zav, Zavah. Anybody that can't get in, right? Because of the Mehusad, Kippurim, whatever it is. So let them stand by Shani Karot to watch the Qurban being brought. Good. Tanu Rabbanan. We have a Braita. In Mashkin Shte Sotot Ka'ahat. You're not allowed to give two sotot simultaneously. You don't do two ceremonies at the same time. Two sotot come into the Mishnah, the Kohen's going to give both of them to drink at the same time. Why? Kedei shelo yeh liba gas behavirta. We don't want to cause one of the ladies to become gas, horny a little. Why? What's going to happen? Look at Rashi. Shema echat omedet al buriyah. Maybe one of the ladies over there is stubborn and standing on her opinion. Ve'en amoda, nomar teme'ani. Right? She's not admitting. Vehavirta, she teme'ah, and her friend that's really teme'ah, ro'ah et zu she'en amoda, ve'sovelet et moshda. So therefore, what happens? This lady over there, that's really Timah, she's her friend. She's standing to convictions, right? She's not scared. So what's going to happen? The peer pressure. She says, you know, she's not admitting. I'm also not going to admit. And what's going to happen? And really, she's guilty. And she's going to blow up. So you never do it together because they can adversely affect each other. Which means when one's going to, you know, not admit, the other one who's really guilty is not going to admit also. It's going to be a problem. So this is the Biyuda Omer. The Biyuda says, "Lo min Hashem Huzeh." That's not the reason why you don't do two sotot together. Ela amar kera ota. The pasuk says over there, ota, which is what, which is a singular language, right? And therefore, it means tahar, right? Lebada alone, ota lebada. What's the full pasuk? I'll give you the full pasuk. The pasuk says. Vishbiya ota. What does ota mean? Her. Individual. Gizrat the katuv. Don't give me reasons. It's Gizrat the katuv. Okay, good. Oh, now she brings the reason. Vishbiya ota. Okay, good. Comes the Gibran says, Vitanakama ketiv ota. Hey, Tanakama, what are you giving me reasons for? What's the matter with the pasuk? Vishbiya koed ota. Which is masma what? Alone. Tanakama rabbi shim'oni. Oh, Tanakama is the shitav rabbi shim'on, the darish ta'am dikra. Which means he agrees that there's a pasuk. But Rabbi Shimon, his shita throughout Chas was, even though you have a pasuk, you're allowed to give the reason behind the pasuk. Which means, you don't just say, because it says. Rabbi Shimon's derech in the Torah was what? When you have a pasuk, you're allowed to say, what's the rationale behind the pasuk? So Tanakh says, I agree with the pasuk lebada, but I'm going to tell you why the Torah said it. And if umatam kamar, matam ota lebada. Why did the Torah say that you only give the sota one at a time? Kedei shelo yeh liba gas mechaberta. Oh, so now it comes out like this. Both are learning from the pasuk. One's giving the reason, and one's just saying pasuk. My benayu, what's enough kamina? Which is both are agreeing. Tana kaman the biyuda, you can't give two sotot at the same time. So either it, and both are agreeing what? It's a pasuk. So why? What changes Rabbi Shimon to give a reason? What nafka mina comes out? Yeah, so comes Gemara and says ika benayu rotetet. The case of where she's shaking. Look at Rashi. Ika benayu isha she'anu ro'im ba she rotetet me'emat abayim. She's shaking the lady. She's petrified from the waters. Ve'ena moda, right? And she's not admitting. Leman damashodi ba gasba zu anuroim sheendi ba gasba, which means if you're worried about that, she's going to get pressured by the lady over here, that she's going to get a confidence not to admit. You see this lady, she's not getting any confidence. She's shaking over there. So a lady that's shaking and still not admitting, according to that, according to the reason that says liba gasba, it doesn't apply because you see she's not gasba. What does gasba mean? You see, she's going to have a certain confidence now. Oh, she's not admitting? I'm also not going to admit. But you see, this lady's not like that. She's shaking like a leaf in front of the waters. She's not, and she's still not admitting. And that must be she's really innocent. So a lady that's shaking like that, according to the Bishamon that goes with the reason, you could give two together. Because you're not worried about Libor Gaspar. But if you just say you can't do it, I don't care if she's shaking, I don't care if she's not shaking. Bottom line, you can't do it. So therefore, that's going to be a nafka mina between the two reasons. So comes the Gemara and says, what are you talking about? Verotetet mim mashkinan? Which means, more basic question. Oh, so according to you, Rabbi Shimon, you want to tell me if she's shaking, right? So you can give two ladies at the same time. How could you do that? Va'in osim mitzvot habilot habilot. We have a rule. A rule that says you can't do mitzvot in bundles. Why? When you do mitzvot like in bundles, it looks like it's a burden on you. So it's like you want to get rid of two situations in one shot. So you don't want it to be like a tirha. So the Gemara is coming and say, what are you talking about, Rabbi Shimon? You're telling me that you're going to be able to be put these two ladies together? What happened to the rule of enosim mitzvot habilot habilot? And again, get the logic of why enosim mitzvot habilot habilot. Rashi's language is, shinir'eh kemi shehayu alav lemasui umemaher lefarek masao. Well, it looks like it's a burden. Huh? You know what? Both of you come in at the same time. Let's finish it up. So you can't do that. So I'm going to be sure and say, Ditnan, and where do we see this concept in Osim Mitzvot Habilot Habilot? Ditnan, and Mashkim Shte Sotot Ka'ahat. Number one, you can't give two Sotot simultaneously. Ve'en Metarin Shte Mitzuraim Ka'ahat. You don't purify two lepers Mitzuraim simultaneously. Ve'en Rotzain Shne Avanim Ka'ahat. Two Eved Evriz, right? And when they want to stay their term after 6 years, you take them and you bring them to the doorpost and you pierce the ear. You don't do two of them at the same time. Ve'en Orfim Shte Agalot Ka'ahat. When you do the Mitzvah Agla Arufa, where you found a dead body between two cities. You know which body, where the murderer came from one city. You measure, the closest city has to bring an Igla Arufa. You don't bring two Igla Arufa ceremonies also at the same time. No question. No question. Can be Kohen Echad, can be Shnei Kohanim. It depends if there's one Kohen or two Kohanim. One Kohen is considered Havilot. Why? Because one Kohen, it seems he's like rushing. He just takes two cups over there. Okay, you drink simultaneously, and let's finish it up. We'll take care of both of them at the same time. But two Kohanim, that's not Havilot. Each one's doing the full ceremony. It doesn't look like it's a burden. Right? So for one Kohen to do it simultaneously, two Sotot be a problem. So that what Rabbi Shimon said, you could give two Sotot together. If one of them is Rotetet, it means via two Kohanim. So you don't have the problem of Mitzvot Havilot. But in the Kohanim, even Rabbi Shimon would agree, in the case of Rotetet, even the Bishop Moment agreed that one Kohen to give both of them would be Asur. Comes the Gemara and continues. So what do we say? The Kohen grabs her clothes, right? And he rips them. He pulls them. Tarabanan, it says, Ufara et Rosh Aisha. Well, first of all, if we look at the Pisukim, what does it say? Ufara Rosh Aisha, he has to uncover her hair. These are all things that would shame the lady into admitting that she is guilty. So the Gemara says, Eni Ela Rosha. Well, the pasuk says her head, gufa minayin. How do you know that you have to rip her clothes off? Also, how do you know the body? It doesn't say that. Tamud omar ha'isha, from the extra word ha'isha, because again the pasuk just could have said ufara et rosha. What does that have to say? Rosh ha'isha. Just say rosha, her head. Ha'isha is extra. Ha'isha is coming to tell me not only her head but also her clothes got to rip off. Imken mat tamud omar ufara et rosha. So then what do you have to tell me ufara et rosha for? Which means if you're ripping up everything, so it's obvious that you're taking off her hair as well. So Gemara says, "Melamed shaken soter et se'ara." For sure, he takes off her hair, but even after he takes off the head covering, he has to unbraid her hair. It seems they had the heads in braids. Even they would cover it with a hat, let's say, whatever it was. Take off the covering, but we know you're taking off the whole body. You're ripping all her clothes. An explanation of Ufarat Rosh Isha is coming to teach us that after you uncovered it, now you have to unbraid the hair locks themselves to make her look more Me'usa. Good, that's the Gemara. The Gemara continues. Actually, the Gemara's question is like this. It says, Ufara et Rosha. So the Gemara's question, what is the extra it? Right? Just say Ufara Rosha. The it is coming to say not only the head, but also, no, the body we know from Ha'isha. The et is coming to say not only the head, but also the braids. Okay, so it's actually from the word et. Comes the Gemara and says, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, imaya libana. What did Rabbi Yehuda say in the Mishnah? Rabbi Yehuda says, listen, when you rip the clothes, you're exposing her body a little. So Rabbi Yehuda says, listen, if she's pretty, so don't reveal any of that over there. Because it seems that he's choshesh for what? Hidhur. Which means the Kohanim over there, they're going to see a lady over there uncovered. It's going to cause hidurim. So comes the Gemara and says, "Lememra the Rabbi Yehuda hayish lehirura." Does that mean you're telling me that Rabbi Yehuda, generally speaking, is concerned about hidhurim, which means he's worried about people looking and going to have bad thoughts? Verabbanan lo hayishe, and obviously the rabbis are not concerned because the rabbis were the ones that said what? Rip our clothes, we don't care. But we learned the exact opposite. Why? Detanya Ha'ish, a man is going out to Beti to be stoned. Now, how do they stone the guy? So he has to be, they take off his clothes. So it says, Ha'ish mechasin oto perek yachad melefanav. They just cover him a little in the front. Because where's the man's irva? In the front. So they put a little kisui in the front just to cover his irva, and that's it. Ha'isha, shne perakim. Yachad melefaneha, yachad melefaneha. The lady, they cover one in front and one in the back. Mepnish shikula irva. Because the irva is able to be seen from both sides. Devre Rabbi Yehuda. That's called Rabbi Yehuda. But what? Besides the covering in the front and the back, she's uncovered on the top. And therefore, you see why Rabbi Yehuda is not worried about Hirur. You told me in the Beit HaMikdash, you're concerned. And over here, by case of Sikida, over there, you're not concerned. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, Shikula Irva, Achorea Ufaneha. Right? The front and the back, Shebeta Boshet. That's probably what does about a private part. Nir'em Mishne Stadim. Can be seen from both sides. They have to cover both those sides. But what? He's not worried about the rest. V'achemim omrim, Hachemim come along and say, Ha'ish niskal arum. Hachemim say, the guy is totally naked when they stone him. V'ein ha'isha niskilt aruma. But not the lady. So you see, in this case over here, the rabbis are more concerned about modesty. Where they're not worried about it in the sotah case. So the Gemara comes along and says, Amar Rava. Gemara says, go with the logic. Hacha ta'ama mai. What's the reason why they want the sotah to be modest? Shema tetze mebetin zakait. She might come out innocent. And what's going to happen? V'yidgaru ba'perhe kehuna. Now the Kohanim, they saw she's pretty, they're going to go after her. However, hatam ha'mistalka. What are you worried about? This other lady's getting stoned. What are they going to do with her? Which means nothing's going to happen. So they reveal her a little. What are you worried about? Somebody's going to go with her? She's dead. They stoned her. So the Gemara says, V'chitema atel igruye b'haranaita. Yeah, but maybe by looking at her, it might cause them to have yitzah for somebody else now. Right. So the Gemara says, Ha'amar Rabba, we learned already from Rabba Aslam, give me, we have a tradition. The en yetzara sholet ela b'ma she'enav ro'ot. The yetzara only goes on what the person sees. He saw that lady, yetzara's on that lady, but nothing's going to happen to that because she's dead. No. So therefore, we're not worried about that this might cause him to go with somebody else. Comes the Gemara and says, now Gemara says, Amar Rava, Rabbi Yehuda Kasha, Kasha. You square off Rabbi Yehuda to Rabbi Yehuda. But hey, what about the rabbis against the rabbis? The rabbis in Sotah said what? Reveal her. But when it came to the Sikila case, cover her up. So make up your mind. In Sotah, you're not worried about Sini'ut. In Sikila, you are. You got to square off the rabbis. So the Gemara comes along and says, Lakasha. Ela Amar, Lakasha, Ela Amar Rava. The Gemara gives a new answer to answer everything. The Rabbi Yehuda, the Rabbi Yehuda, Lakasha, Kedeshanina. Like we answered the Rabbi Yehuda already. The Rabbanan, Namel, Lakasha. According to the rabbis, it's not a question either. Hacha ta'mamai. What's the reason by Sotah we want to take our clothes off and things like that, rip our clothes off? We want to embarrass her. For what reason? Number one, for our own intimidation, but for another reason as well. Mishum v'nivaseru chol nashim. We want all the ladies to learn the lesson. This is going to happen to you. You want to make zenut over here? We're going to take it a bit to make that. We're going to shame you. We're going to rip your clothes. On the contrary, we're doing that on purpose in order to shame her. Hatam en lecha yisur gadol mizeh. Which means, but over there, by the case of the sikila, what are you worried about over there? They're stoning her. You don't need a bigger musar, a bigger lesson than that. You don't have to embarrass her more to that. The biggest musar, the people will see that she's getting a sikila. So comes the Gemara and says, do both. Okay, you want to make the point strong to the people. Do both. Embarrass her by taking the clothes and also stone her. You know, what are you limiting it to one lesson? So the Gemara says, hey, listen, Torah does say you have to have respect and you have to love everybody. Even when you're killing the person, you have to kill him in a nice way, in a respectful way. Which means if you can get the point without having to embarrass, so even in the Beit Din, when they're murdering somebody, they still kept the rules of the Avtal and Acha Kamocha, which means what? Biror lo mita yafa, which you just have to choose for him a nicer that. What do you have to expose her for? Have any of the lessons learned from the Sekila itself? Comes the Gemara and continues. Lema. Now who's saying this? Over Rabbi Nachman. Let us say that maybe that's the machlok between the Bihuda and Rabbanan. We're going back to the machlok by the case of Sikila. The Bihuda says by Sikila, She doesn't have the clothes on. So it could be the Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold the svapta like a kamocha business by sekila. And the rabbis that said, cover her up, maybe they do hold of this svapta like a kamocha business. Maybe the mahlok of Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanan by sekila is based on the hold of Rav Nachman's business of beror lo mitayefa, choose a pleasant death for the case. Comes again for the sekila. Gemara says, lo. Everybody holds that v'haftaraka kamocha applies even at the time of the death. You have to choose the best way possible. The mahlokin is what's the best way. And the Gemara says like this, mor sabar, which means one opinion holds bizyona adif le tefe misa'ara, that it's more painful for the lady her bizayon than her pain. Which means physical pain is not as harmful or hurtful to than our bizayon. And therefore, that opinion is going to say, which is the opinion of the Hachamim, is that we got to do the best for v'haftaraka kamocha. He says, you know what? Leave her clothes on. You know what? Even though by leaving her clothes on, she dies slower. Because the clothes are blocking her body. So it's going to cause her more pain. For her, that's the better way to die. Bizyona adif le misara. Her bizayon is worse for her than the pain. Therefore, v'haftaraka kamocha, do what? Keep her clothes on, and she'd rather have that less bizayon, even though it's going to cause her more tzar. Look at Rashi. More is a bizyona adif la. Hashuv ala adam. Right, that's very important to a person. His bizayon is his personal respect. The it seems that she would despise being embarrassed even more than being pained. You know what the mitah would be good? A good mitah would be lisakil lavush, put her clothes on. Even though her pain is going to be elongated now, she's not going to die that quickly anymore. That's the rabbi's opinion. Let's continue the Gemara to finish down those words. He says the exact opposite. He says her pain is more concerned to her than her bizayon. She'd rather be shamed and die quicker then have her clothes on and die slower. Sava sara de gufa adifle. Vizui mitayafalu sakel aruva fish mit bazev loy sakel bil bushovi yemashek saro. Good, so that's the mahlok. Everybody holds naftalika kamocha. Beror lo mita yafa. The mahlok is to what is considered naftalika kamocha in this case. Is the sa'ar better for or is the bizayon better? Comes the Gemara and continues. Haita mechusad levanim. What do we say? If she's wearing white garments, so you put on her black garments. Again, to intimidate her, to make her look ugly, so she'll admit. Tana imayu shehorim na'imla. Now let's say the black clothes are better than her white clothes. Right? So then what do you do? So it says, mechasin otah begadim mechoarim. Then you put on ugly clothes, disgusting clothes that will be worse for her. Now, hayu aliyah kli zahav. So what do we say in the Mishnah? If she had any jewelry on her, you take the jewelry off. Again, we wanted to make her look minuval, right? Disgusting. So the Gemara says, Pshita, hashta nivule minavila. We're going out of our way to make her ugly. We take off her clothes, you're taking her hair down, all that. Do you have to tell me that you have to take off her jewelry? Of course. So the Gemara says, maudete ma behani itla bizayon tefe. Maybe by keeping her ugly like that with her jewelry on, she looks more foolish. Like the Gemara says, the people used to say like this, kida'am v'inche, shaliach artil v'sayem maneh. They come along, the people used to say like this, you have the person, they used to make like a joke, kida'am v'inche, shaliach artil, the fellow is naked, but he's wearing shoes. You see a guy without any clothes and wearing shoes, it's a joke. It's funnier, which means if he would have no shoes on, it's not as funnier than when he has his shoes on, because that doesn't make any sense. You're naked with shoes on. So the same thing over here. Jewelry in such a state, maybe she looks more, menuvelet. Kamash malan, that what? Still, you take off the jewelry. You don't say that. Then it says you brought a rope. And what do they do with the rope? They put the rope above her dadim. Now the Gemara, it says hevel mitzari. They brought a rope from a palm tree, that's a special type of string over there, in order to tie her up. So the Gemara says, ba'a mineh Rabbi Abba Merav Huna, hevel mitzari mau shi'akev besota. Which means, does dafka have to be hevel mitzvah? Let's say you don't have a reed like that. Can I take a regular belt? I mean, the Mishnah went out of its way to say it's got to be hevel mitzvah from that tree, from that special type of item. Well, what's it got to be? So the Gemara says like this: Mishum shelo yishmitu begadeh me'aleh. Well, if you say the reason is so our clothes don't fall down, ubitzutzul katana misagi, then even a small belt will help. It seems that this reed over here that they used was a thick type of item. So let's go with the logic. If you tell me it's just a practical item to keep a dress from falling, so therefore what? Put any type of, put even a small little belt. However, or dilma mishum damar mor, or maybe it's a different reason. Because it says, he hagralo bitzilzul, nefika kwen mevi, hevela mitzari, vikoshela lemala medadeha. So therefore, be ma'akif. Which means maybe the reason is like this. She was put on very fancy clothes. It seems she wore big clothes, nice clothes, in order to entice the guy to commit the sin. So she went and wore very flamboyant, very, you know, big clothes like this to make herself look pretty. So midat kenegid that, we use a big belt. You want to wear big clothes to make yourself pretty in front of the man that's committing sin? Okay, good. So according to that reason, dafka, have a mitzvah. So again, if it's practical purposes, use any belt just to put the thing there. But if you say no, then you got to use the thick belt because you want it. The same, you want to wear clothes like that? Go down, you're going to wear clothes like that with bizayon. So the Gemara says Tanitua. We learned it. It's a it can be documented. Now it says Veharkach. This is the Mishnah. Veharkach mevi hevel amitzari vekoshon almala medadeh kede shelo yishmitu begadeh me'aleha. You see the reason? Practical. So the clothes don't fall off. So therefore hevel mitzari lav davka. You can really use anything you want so long as the garment doesn't fall off. So it says, whoever wants to go to the gallery, the Beit HaMikdash, to watch the sotah and this whole procedure, can go and watch it. And then at the end of the Mishnah it said, and the ladies are permissible to go watch it. So the Gemara says, Haguf Akasha. We have a contradiction in the Mishnah. Amar kol harotzeh lirot ba ro'eh. Whoever wants to go look, go look. Alma, la shena gavre, ve la shena nesheh. Doesn't matter. Men, ladies, they're all invited. Then it says at the end of the Mishnah, "Kol ha-nashim mutarot l'ota," which is mashma what? Nashim in, and nashim lo. From the end of the Mishnah, it's mashma only ladies. Now make up your mind. You told me in the beginning of the Mishnah, everybody. Gemara's Amar Abaye Targema, anashim. So the Gemara Abaye comes along and interprets it, anashim. Look at Nashi. Targema l'reshat tani kol ha-rotze anashim. Which means you're right. When it's said in the beginning of the Mishnah, anybody that wants to come and look, it's referring to the ladies only. So therefore, you're right. Which means we never invited the men to come see it. Targema and nashim on the ladies. Therefore, even the beginning of it, it's not a contradiction. Might be repetitious, but the Mishnah is just saying what? That any time they have the sultan, the gallery, the Beit HaMikdash, and the Beit HaMikdash, the ladies are able to come. So therefore, it's not a stira. Amar le'rava ve'akol ha'rotze lir'ot ba'ro'eh ketani. How could you say that? The Mishnah's language is whoever wants to come and see. Kol ha'ro'eh. And you tell me that only means the woman? Ela amar rava kol ha'rotze lir'ot ba'ro'eh lo shena gavre v'lo shena neshe. You're right. Voluntarily, anybody that wants to come and see, men, ladies, they all have a right. V'nashim, but when it comes to the ladies, hayavot lir'otah. We force the ladies to go see it. You know why? Shnei emar v'nevaseru chol ha'nashim v'lo ta'asena kezimatechna. We want the ladies to see what happens over there, which is any lady that's in the azara, she can't, you have to go see it. Why? Learn the lesson. So she'd see what happens to a lady that's not modest, so they won't learn from the immodest ways and do the zinut. So therefore, men optional, ladies obligated.